Hey, what's up? This is Martha D. Staub. I'm from BMC Entertainment. And today, you can see, I look decent today. I'm actually doing interviews today for interns, which is crazy. I've been so lucky to have fantastic interns who have come through, did amazing work, and then when they graduate, they go off and work with fantastic companies. So I'm really proud of our internship program and what we have been able to accomplish with not just with our business and providing for our clients, but for the work that they do that they can add to their profile portfolio and then take it and they show it to them like, hey, I did X, Y, and Z in my graduate year and boom, I'm like ready to work. And they go into the workforce prepared. So I'm very thankful for that. So with that being said, let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is things you should celebrate as a business owner. I feel like I think we celebrate in the moment and then we move on. I don't stay in the win. I've talked about this before on a series that I did on Instagram of, you know, questions that you get asked by entrepreneurs. We don't stay in the win. We're already thinking about the next win. So I think one of the best ways that business owners can celebrate their wins is, you know, posting it on social media in the moment. You know, one of the things that we need to get better at, which reminds me, I need to make a phone call, is covering events that we do with signings or conventions or whatever what we're doing. We don't videotape enough of this. We're constantly in the moment working or focusing on other things that we're just like, you don't have video of it. That happens a lot. And so I've come to the point where anytime that we're going to do a signing with somebody, anytime that we're going to do X, Y, and Z, we're going to have a videography team be there for us. So one of the bigger signings we did, which was huge, was Diamond Dallas Page. When we had him at LAX Fan Fest, it was huge for us. It was the biggest thing. I still have the tickets I made in this. Like, I kept everything. BDP was one of the most amazing people to work with. And I saw him when we did that in September. So then fast forward to WrestleCon in April in LA. I went over to his table. I'm like, God, I hope he remembers me. Oh yeah, he did. He remembered me. He was like, Martha. And I'm like, hey. And like, you know, we talked and he just wanted to know how I was. One of the really cool things after that moment, after we had him at LAX Fan Fest, I took him to lunch, which was weird. He paid. But we just chatted and had the best time. He's one of those people that I never thought I would work with. And he has been on my list for years. You know, the co-CEO would say, who do we want to work with? Who are we trying to get? And I'm like, for whatever reason, DDP was always on my list. I said, he's big. He hasn't been here. And I, of course, we have our pulse on the market. We know who's in and out, who's been, who hasn't, who's oversaturated. And we're just like, let's find someone impossible. And hopefully they're in our price range so that we can bring them. And on top of that, it's important because we want to bring someone that the fans are going to freak out on and be like, oh my God, I have figures, I have pops, I need to get this person. And so it's, for us, it's the achievement of getting that person, but also providing a service to the fans that really want to see this person, because it's, at the end of the day, it's about the fans and providing a service that they are just so happy with. And they're like, oh, MDMC, blah, blah, blah. We love you guys. And so, yeah, it just, you know, it, at that particular moment, you know, we are celebrating that moment of we're here. So definitely, I think that's the times you should celebrate, definitely in the moment, definitely get a videographer, whatever the event is or whatever, that's something big that's happening that's good for the business, make sure it's documented. And because there are a lot of things I wish we documented. I'm like, oh, we could have done this, we could have done that. And I'm just like, no more. So my videographer, his name is Brendan Brazier, and you can hit him up. hopefully he'll comment below so you guys can, I'll leave you guys his information, but he is fantastic. And I love working with him. Also, we did an interview with him like 3 years ago. You can search it on YouTube and find it. Another thing that you should celebrate, or when you should celebrate, is definitely, you know, employee milestones, things that happen that are like, oh my God, like we should celebrate employees. I think one of the things that I hated working at a 9-to-5 and working for, you know, people that probably shouldn't be bosses is, just not celebrating employees and not giving them some shine. They have really been just kind of, they're in business mode, and I get it because I'm in business mode sometimes too. But, you know, I feel like if you give your employees a little bit of shine, they're gonna thrive. And a lot of people don't do that, and it sucks. So it's wild, it's crazy to me. Really give your employees some time to shine. Give them a post on social media. Give them, you know, if it's employee of the month, make sure it's documented. Make sure it's you know, out there, and celebrate your employees. Also, another time you should celebrate is like when you hit a really cool milestone with your business. Let's say you get a really cool client, or, you know, you do all these things, and that's when you should celebrate. But celebrate in the moment. Don't keep celebrating. I feel like people that over celebrate end up jinxing themselves later for the new thing that's coming. And a great way to display these celebrations is through newsletters. I have a newsletter that goes out. I want to say it goes out every month, but it doesn't. Sometimes we don't have a lot of newsworthy things to say. So sometimes I tell the interns, hold off, let's not send anything out. Let's focus on something else, but we have something to talk about maybe next month. And typically that's how it works. It's crazy to me how, I know some companies have things to say all the time, especially if you're like in the e-commerce. Now, granted, in the authentic side, we do have a newsletter that runs consistently. In this case, for MDMC, not so much. Sometimes there's things, like I said in the last episode, you know, we're kind of slow right now. There's really not much to say. We're just kind of putting our head down and working on big projects that hopefully we'll be able to express later. So I'm really excited for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So then we're going to celebrate. Hey, we finished this. It's available to you. Please buy it. And yeah, awesome. So we're working on that. But when you have a newsletter, especially if you're a bigger company, it's definitely something that I feel is, it's a great tool to kind of keep up to date with your client base, you know, getting things that are just, you know, just that news out there, keeping those customers, those clients, those potential leads in the know, saying, hey, by the way, this is what we're doing. And I love that. Definitely. And especially if you're a brand new business, the times that you should really celebrate is getting your first sale from a stranger, someone that you don't know. That's a lot of fun. Definitely share that to the world. Hey, by the way, we're here. I made a sale. This is awesome. And it's from someone I don't know. Granted, I hate, you know, I have this weird hang up about no support. I was just in New York, and you guys know I do have a team out there, and I was having a really great time. I had brought my mom out to New York. She had never been. never been in her entire life. She saw the city for the first time and loved it. And I'm like, I told her, I said, you have to see what I love. And this is what I love. I love this city. Just walking everywhere, having a great time. But when we got done with the signing that we went out there for, I met up with, Louis and Eddie, and we had pizza and pasta at this really great place. And I can still taste the pasta. But I wanted my mom to try New York pizza. And so, but during that dinner, that lunch, I don't know, I don't know what time it was. I guess you could say it was like an early dinner. But one of the things that I said was, on a personal side, posting your wins on the personal side of your social media, I feel like kind of going deaf ears. And I told these guys, I said, I've actually pulled back quite a bit on my personal side of not really posting wins. I've actually been posting a lot of fitness things because I'm on this fitness kick right now. And I've been on this kick since January. So now August. So I've been doing really good in these past 7 months. But I post a lot of just like water bottle pictures, Zumba pictures. And I kind of just stopped posting personal wins, something about the business. I kind of kept quiet because, I'm just so frustrated that people that know me, people that follow me, I feel like don't want to see me win. And I feel like a lot of people feel this way. I think entrepreneurs, and I think the reason why, and I even have relatives that are confused of what I do. I have people that, how do I say this without outing people? I have people that are in a way family related that will ask my mom, hey, how's she doing? And then my mom's like, great, business is great. And they're just like, well, what does she do? Like, that's always the question. What does she do? And my mom's like, she owns her marketing agency. And they're like, what? And then they see this wall behind me and they're like, what? It blows people's mind that, and I think the reason for this is there's a generational gap. Because the last generation, that boomer generation, they were taught the 9-to-5 concept of working for a boss, going somewhere every day, collecting a paycheck every 2 weeks, and that is life. And I said, hell no to that. No. I was not meant to be in a box. I've always said this since I got fired from that one chick who was a business coach. And that was one of the things I said. I said, I couldn't fit in the crazy box you're trying to put me in. Like, there's no way. And so I think that's part of the confusion, and that's probably why there's no support. People are confused, and I've had other people that are relatives that say the same thing. They're just like, or they won't ask. People are like, hey, how are you? I'm like, good. And then they'll talk about someone else's employment, but they won't ask me. So, because I don't think they know what to ask, or they're just not educated enough to know what it is you do. Like, it feels like there's no support, and it really bugs me. Like, it just bugs me. Like, how could you not support me? Like, how could you not like a picture? Or, hello. How could you not like, I don't know. Why can't you comment on something? Like, I went to an event where I knew a lot of people, and someone said, oh my God, you're doing so much, this, this, and this. I'm like my posts if you see it. What are you doing? Like, support us, support me. Nothing. I don't understand. And then I think one of the things that really bugs me, I actually had my university, EMU, interview me as a success story. And you know what's crazy? I I found this odd, but anyway, we just got back from New York. I just put a full-on photo dump of me and my mom on this vacation, her seeing, you know, Times Square for the first time, the Statue of Liberty, all the landmarks, right? I have like 35 likes on those posts, but there's a video of my alma mater, Ian Amu, who interviewed me as a success story. I only got 3 likes on it. So it's just like, I feel like people want you to succeed, but only to a certain point. Because what we're doing as entrepreneurs and as business owners is something that people aren't used to seeing. So they're just waiting for us to fail. So they'd be like, we told you, go to 9 to 5. Fuck no. No. I'm going to sit here. I am the queen of proving people wrong. Fuck that. I'm going to thrive. So that's one of the reasons why I've pulled back on my personal side of just like my personal social media is very limited now. I'll post workout pics, but I really don't really post a lot about the business anymore, which is really sad that there's not really support there. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's see here. So anyway, I think another really good example is when you make your business legit, that's when you should definitely celebrate. Hopefully you're not like me and you have support that people like you and they, you know, they like what you do. And hopefully, you know, it's better for you. Let's see here. You know, milestones are always the big thing. You know, the first time you get published, God almighty, I hope that's me soon. I don't know when, you know, maybe in the next 2 years, but that's when you should definitely celebrate something. When you're featured on someone else's Instagram account. You know, I really like to do collaborations with other people. I don't do them enough because I don't get asked for them. And maybe I should do the outreaching. I'm not exactly sure how to land that. But when I get featured on someone else's Instagram account, obviously you reshare the story, reshare the post, whatever. The first time a testimonial is featured on someone's website, that's really cool. If you know, if you're doing a great job and someone who has maybe a higher reach and they feature your testimonial on their site, that's huge because then that traffic ends up from that website can transfer back to you. And then before you know it, you can get a whole new lead, a couple of businesses, you know, to hire you for your work. You know, you never know where the lead is going to come from. As my great mentor with the Porsche, David would say, the Porsche reference, go back to the last episode, I talk about it. But anyway, landing a podcast interview. I don't get those that often. I don't know why. I never get featured on things. And again, maybe I should be the one doing the outreaching. But when I think Facts of Life is the only one who interviewed me. But when you get one of those interviews, definitely share it, show it to the world, all that shit. Let's see. It says, I've read this and I don't know if I necessarily agree, maybe because again, I'm kind of referencing my personal situations on it, but the first time your testimonial is featured when your first sale is a first 4-figure sale, 5-figure sale, 6-figure sale. I don't like saying that. And some people in different industries can. But I personally don't, because the second you start throwing out figures, people start bugging you for money or, I don't know. I feel weird bragging about that. In other industries, though, you totally can. It's totally, you can get through it. I especially like hitting a 10K month. Like, I really don't want to tell people how much I'm making. I just don't want to. It's like, I feel like I'm rubbing salt in the wound. Which again, in other industries, you totally can. Booking an ideal client. I love to do this whenever I have someone who's really great, I want to show them off on social media, especially if I'm working on their accounts, I will definitely show them off to the world. Be like, hey, look, I got this client. Yes. Let me see here. Taking time off, definitely celebrate that as a business owner. I think at one point I was in Cancun last year. I think I posted a picture of just being on the beach, but like out of the office, you know. As entrepreneurs, we don't take a lot of time off. I try to do it at least once a year. Last year with my mom, we went to Mexico, went to the pyramids. We went to Cancun, went to Chichen Itza. We did the whole, I wanted to do the pyramid thing. Let's see here. Maybe a full run. I'm sitting here waiting for an internship, an intern to interview with me today, and it's just not happening. All life. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So around this time last year, I took that trip to Mexico. Then this year, we went to New York. So me and my mom are definitely on a roll here for having vacations around this time of year. So definitely celebrate that as a business owner. Say, you know, out of the office, but contact the team if you need anything. Let's see here. If you're launching something new in my business or in your business, definitely that's a great time to celebrate. As you can see behind me, you already know I have the flagship and MDMC. Then we have Authentics, and then we have DMC talent. So when I launched all these, this was fun. This was a lot of fun. I remember when I launched Authentics. I think I just got the memory of it. I think 2 years ago we launched Authentics. That was wild. I don't know why that was. I don't know. We had talked about it forever, and we're like, you know what? We have inventory, everything's authenticated, let's get this done. And so we launched it, and then this year I launched talent. Now granted, I had already been doing talent already, but I just really didn't explain this well. I really didn't explain it to the world until this year, so it's been interesting. I don't know, there wasn't a lot of, for me, I don't know what it is. There wasn't a lot of love for that either. But the fact that the MDMC brand continues to grow is really amazing. So kudos to that. So definitely celebrate anytime you add something to your business. It's always a great thing, especially like, you know, when you launch that, you know, building a new website with it, you know, be like, hey, this is the new aspect of the business. Here's the website that goes with it. Landing your first speaking gig. Hopefully that'll be me soon. I'm entering the arena of speaking. So hopefully people will, I'll have that, and hopefully there's some love. Showing up to a networking event, I think, you know, it's kind of a win. You know, I think when people step outside of the grind of the business and they go out and start networking with other people, definitely document that. You know, it's just, you know, when you celebrate your business and what you're doing, it's definitely one of those things that, you know, that you can really, I don't know, it's something that not only are you celebrating on your side by yourself, but people out there that are watching you can definitely celebrate with you on that. Like I said, it's different for me. It is so different for me. I don't know what it is. I think I've talked about this on this podcast, that I feel as if, I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's that I'm likable. I think I come off funny on these episodes. I mean, I'm really truthful. I've been vulnerable on this thing. I've cried on this show. I have really, you know, opened up as to what I have faced in the workspace and then in the entrepreneurial world, I have really opened up to who I am and what I do. But for whatever reason, it's not resonating with people. Like, it's not something that, I don't know. I don't know. I can't get the love online. I can't get people to like be like, yeah, Martha, you're amazing. I only have my small circle, and that includes my mother, that are totally happy for me every single time I hit a goal or that I'm doing something different. I think, you know, my biggest cheerleader is Alex from Facts of Life. He has a sticker up here. We're going to be using that sticker here soon, Alex. Stay tuned for that, people. But anyway, he's my biggest cheerleader. Every time something happens, he's like, I knew you can do it. You're amazing. You know, I'm just like, you know, it's a good feeling, but I only have it from my circle. Even, you know, MDMC East, those guys, I mean, MDMC East, Eddie is now an account coordinator for me. Lewis is doing his own business too. He's branched out and did his own business. So it's those three guys and my mom that are like, yes. And everyone else is like, I don't know why. I really don't know why I don't get the love that other people get when it comes to my business accomplishments. You know, I was really upset that even when I did my interview as a success story, like my university, I sent them a letter saying, hey, I saw my friend on one of these videos. She's amazing. But I'm also amazing too. Would you consider interviewing me? Because I'm looking to do the public relations. I'm looking to expand out and really kind of get the word out of who we are and what we do. However, it's frustrating because there's not love online. And I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's what I do. I have no clue. I feel like I'm a really cool person. And most of the people I know online are really cool with me too, but it's just like, it just sucks. And so as a business owner though, I'm still going to post all the wins. I don't care. I'm going to post them anyway. People are watching. People are looking. Again, there are people that, you know, you don't know that are watching that are like, I should hire them. If they're doing all this, I should hire them. It's weird for me. This is so weird. I don't know. One of the things that I get upset about, I'll tell this story quickly, but there is a girl that I knew. We worked in the same workspace. She was on a different path. However, she was kind of dabbling in social media marketing. She was actually getting clients to do websites and stuff. I was like, you're not in that space, but okay. And like, we knew each other for a good while. This was around the time I got terminated. I think this is where I got upset. So this girl she moved from the East Coast to the West. She just wanted to be like famous. Like, she wanted to be a San Diego blogger. She wanted to do all these things, right? And she was brokety broke broke. And she was buying outfits and doing photo shoots on the weekends and putting them on her IG. She was writing a blog. Like, she was doing all the things. And eventually, I don't know what happened between us. I don't know if this is just, I don't know. But she got into a group, and this group was having an event, and she was like, come and meet all these other bloggers, because at that point I had the Official Daisy, which is my I was supposed to be an entertainment thing, because I was reporting on entertainment news, and I really didn't have a cool setup like I do now to sit here and record. But I was doing these videos outside. It was a mess. I should have never done it. But anyway, it turned into a blog. And then I got really vulnerable and I really put things out there and I was like, but anyway, before I terminated the blog, she's like, you're writing your blog, come out here and meet all these other bloggers. I went to this event and I kid you not, these women were so snooty. Like I tried talking to some people, they didn't want to talk to me. I was like, I ended up, it took like these people that were putting on the event were like an hour late. And there were not that many things. It was on a roof. And there were not that many things to do on this thing. I was like, I've already circled this three times. Like, what else is there to do? And I'm just sitting here like. So I was like, I'm going. I ended up showing up. Actually, that's another reason. I showed up an hour early to get like the VIP bag. The VIP bag was supposed to have really cool shit. But anyway, I ended up getting in the elevator and headed to my car. And my friend shows up. She, like her and the people that were putting on the event, they were like, hey, where are you going? I said, the bathroom, because I really didn't need to go. And she said, oh, okay, you coming back? I was like, yeah. I went to the bathroom and left. I was like, I'm not staying at this event anymore. Like, these people are horrible. And then on Monday, she came in. I came in and she's like, hey, where'd you go? And I was like, look, I want to tell you something. And I said, look, I go to Comic-Cons. I go to these other events. I get along with people pretty well. But all of those people that I was trying to talk with and everything, it just, no one was really wanting to talk to me. Like I really tried to network. I was trying to talk to a photographer because I thought, man, that'd be cool to have a photographer in my back pocket that I can just hire and do what I need, you know, get things I need done. I tried to talk to, you know, someone else who had just moved to the area, didn't want to talk to me. I tried talking to, you know, X, Y, and Z. I said, look, none of these people wanted to talk to me. They were really rude. And I just wanted to leave. I just felt really uncomfortable there. And the fact that you guys were really late to start the entire thing, like I ate the samples. I did all that stuff. But like, they weren't there to kick it off. Like you guys were an hour late starting it. And I had already been there an hour prior. I had spent 3 hours there. I was like, I'm good. You know, I had an hour waiting. And then 2 hours before the event started, and then 2 hours before they started the event. I was like, I spent 3 hours there. I circled the thing like 10 times, had more samples. I was like, I'm out. And I just went home so I can go eat. But I told her, I was like, it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And people were really rude. And I felt some type of way leaving. And she was like, oh, I didn't know all that. Who was it? I was like, all of them. I tried talking to everybody there. Everyone was just completely rude and disrespectful. I was like, I can't be there. Like, it kind of hurt my ego because I'm, again, what is it about me that wasn't jiving with these people? And I think she got upset with me from that. And ever since then, when I got terminated, like, she was like, oh, I'll check on you, blah, blah, blah. Never did. I thought we were tight. No. I don't know. And maybe it is the type of person. Maybe she has a different way of doing things, but she like connected with like 1,000 people from San Diego. And like every time she posted something, she got so many likes. I remember there was one picture that she had a photographer shoot that got like 50,000 likes. I was like, how in the hell are you doing this? And it just blows my mind. I'm like looking at this because I'm like, I'm a marketing person. How are you outdoing me in marketing? It's really weird. And I think it's also the way she looks. She's very pretty. Maybe that's it. I don't know. And so over the years, obviously, we've kept in touch. I finally stopped following her because she was really rude to me the last time I reached out. But now she has her business. Now she has her own office. She has an office in Laguna near the water. I was like, what? How the hell can you afford that? Like, is business that good, you know? But I guess I was like, well, if business is that good to be there, I know she had, she was asking people for, you know, marketing help. And, you know, she was like, I need someone who's kind of nearby. And like Laguna's not too far from where I'm at, it's probably like an hour. And, you know, I hit her up. I was like, hey, I know I'm not that far, you know, but, you know, I own my own agency now. You know, I could do this. I'm only an hour away. You and I have already worked together. You know how I work, blah, 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 right? Gave her the spiel. She read it and then ignored me. So I was like, all right, if you're going to ignore me, fuck you. So I just stopped. I unfollowed her. Because I was just like, you know, I just, I don't know what happened, but I guess because I left that event a long time ago, she probably still got the grudge. But, you know, but it's still like, I still view that as an example of how did this person have all of this love for her when her business launched, when, you know, different things that happened, she has this huge following. And yet I'm the marketing person, yet I don't have the same thing happening here. And that is frustrating. And I think when I think, I double think about what I should post as a business owner to celebrate certain things. In some cases, in other industries, yes, everything that I listed applies to you. Do it. As for me personally, there are some things I just won't post just because the support and the love isn't there. And again, that is the conversation I had with the MDMC team, East team, was I just feel discouraged because as a business owner, I am busting my ass to be here to do what I do. And I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know if it's envy. I don't know what it is, but I can't get people to like my content. And as a marketing person, that pisses me off because I'm supposed to know how to get those likes and those comments. And I can do it for all my other clients, just not for me. And it's annoying. Anyway, but do not just get discouraged because that's my personal thing that's happening. You probably have a better following than I do. And, you know, different industries operate in different ways. And, you know, it's perfectly fine to celebrate those wins as a business owner. Go for it. I won't stop posting. Like I said, you never know where the lead's going to come from. And, you know, just because the people that are following you don't give the love doesn't mean that there's people that stumble upon your post and like, whoa, that's amazing. I must contact them. So I, even though I don't get the love, I'm still posting every day. So yeah, that's just how it is. So I hope that you take some of these things and apply them to your business. Really get out there and celebrate what you're doing. Because again, like I said, what we do as business owners is hard. Not everybody is built to do this. So celebrate every goddamn time you have and really just enjoy it. Live in the win for the minute and then move on to go to your next win. Don't stay in the win too long because you can get cocky. You can, it just, it's not good. Celebrate, yay, and then move it along because we have things to do. Period. All right, that is it for me. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Business Building and Beyond. You can follow us at MDMC Entertainment, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Threads. We're on Threads now. We're everywhere. Just type in MDMC Entertainment. All of our channels will pop up. We're also on Spotify. Anywhere that you get your podcasts, we're there as well. Just type in MDMC Entertainment. We'll pop up. Or Business Building and Beyond. We'll pop up on the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'd love to hear your comments. If you tried any of these tactics to celebrate a win that you got, leave them in the comments below. I look forward to reading them. And I'll see you next time in the next episode.